Blog Talk Radio.
Sherry's Playhouse presents Cat's Pajamas, a production of Chatting with Sherry.
And mobsters. It was also a time when women were moving up in the world. They had the right to go to college and get a job. This is also the time of the modern woman, as well as dancing, smoking, short skirts, and sexual exploration. So in scene one, Miss Orchid struts into the office, newspaper office, with all the bloom of one making an entrance at a speakeasy. She is dressed impeccably in a well-cut suit. She is a small, thin woman with a perfect shape for the period. Her hair is in a bob, a cloche hat firmly in place, and dangling earrings bobbing up and down with every step. Her perfect red lips smile as she saw her destination.
Oh, miss.
Just call me Orchid.
Oh, would you want your check to go to Orchid?
You know my name, Mr. Johnson. I just prefer to keep it private for my family's sensibilities. They're not crazy about either my lifestyle or career choices.
I see. Well, you do have an impressive background. Bachelor graduate, editor of a school paper, and several impressive articles in your women's magazine. Why switch to our little paper?
I have several ideas for explosive columns. I really want to stir things up.
How explosive?
Very. I want to go undercover and report what is really happening with the mod.
How will you get access?
I have an excellent pedigree.
I will try you out. One column, if it goes well, you get your series. Jake!
Jake enters, breathless.
Yes, sir.
Tell this girl to an empty desk.
You're a reporter?
Columnist.
Are you any good?
I'm the best.
Act 2, Scene 1. So Orchid began her column.
Good morning, darlings. Orchid here. I just had a fairly lively night at the Green Hornet. After easy entry due to my divine pedigree, I sauntered in and...
The atmosphere... The atmosphere of the club was dark and the music was jazzy, and you can hear the glasses tinkling. Orchid and Jake enter the club. They are both wearing evening wear. Orchid has her notebook in her purse and small pins so she could take notes in the bathroom if she has to.
Are you ever going to listen to me?
Never.
I am just trying to take care of you.
I can take care of myself, Jake. Now be quiet. There's our quarry.
The smoke cleared, revealing the handsome face she wanted to interview. She purred as she walked over to the man's booth.
Mr. Rich?
Yes?
My name is Orchid, the columnist. I was hoping we could have a bit of a chat about the club.
The singer spotted them and stormed over to Rich's side.
Not now, but...
But?
Maybe.
Rich!
Go, kid, while you still can.
Jake took Orchid's hand and led her to another table.
I am so sick of you making a play for every damn flapper.
But I wasn't.
Who's that bimbo?
Another gangster comes in from a back room.
Hey, what are you being a fish with about? I don't like all this fighting. Stops people from drinking.
Why should you care?
I'm the co-owner. It's my place, you bimbo.
No, it's not. It's...
Shut up.
It isn't... Oh.
Frank backhanded the girl so hard she fell down. Rich catches her. The girl is now crying.
You stupid fool. Why did you go and do that?
Mr. Rich took her arm and gently led the crying, hurting girl out of the club.
Let's go. We will be caught in a raid if we don't.
No, Jake. I have to finish my note.
Come on!
So I was dragged out of the club by my protective colleague in order to save your little orchid. Nevertheless, I can tell you all about the aftermath. The singer was rushed out because she was hurt when that beast had hit her. Mr. Rich made sure she was fully taken care of at the hospital, where she met a delicious movie star and has become his latest muse. Mr. Rich was actually relieved to get rid of the girl and hired a beautiful new singer with whom he is head over heels in love. And the gangster, well, is just another day in the week for him. Yummy, huh? That's it for this week. Next week, more delicious inside information from the world. Your Orchid.
Scene 2. The column goes on.
Now, I must tell you, in my vast experience, there are only a few women I really admire. So few women live life to the fullest, who make every moment count. But Morgana Freeman is one of the few.
Why can't I go?
It's a hen party.
I could go and drag?
Now that I would love to see.
Should I be jealous?
Of what? That I might dive into a posh?
Well, yes.
Yes, I might allow you to, because in this case, she is just that delicious. Poor Jake. You see, Morgana Freeman is a beautiful, rich, utterly reckless, and charitable woman with a heart of pure gold. She is a 40-year-old silent screen star who is now taking Broadway by storm. Delicious. Meow, purr.
Darling, I'm so glad you could come.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
What would you like?
I'm open.
Darling, you shouldn't say that. Especially around little old me. Anything can happen.
A martini would be lovely. Who is here just so I can justify this to my editor?
Why, everyone, darling. All the Debs and matrons who are brave enough to be in the same room with wicked little me.
Lead on. As I walked into the main parlor, it was the most elegant and beautiful room I'd ever seen. I felt like I floated into another world. It was decorated like an oasis in the desert. Trays of hors d'oeuvres and drinks were served by nubile young men wearing very little, while we women wore floating white dresses, the Grecian style preferred by our wild hostess. As I looked around, I could see why poor Jake had every reason to worry about me. There were several women who were passionately snogging each other on the floor. One woman pulled another up and into another room with carnal lust. glittering in their slightly glazed eyes. Madonna, is that what I think it is?
Oh, yes. For those who like to indulge a bit more, cannabis and some opium with pipes and other needed paraphernalia.
Darling Morgana, how is it we are not being raided?
My sweet, there are times when being in my position has its privileges, and this is one of them. Though I find most privileges a bit of a bore, this one keeps me out of jail.
Should I leave that out of my column?
You are the sweetest child, just like your mother. The orgy, no. But yes, I would prefer that you not advertise the drugs. You see that lady? She is the police chief's wife, and it would not be good for her if it were known.
Madonna, you're not going to...
A bit. Oh, not the orgy, but I do enjoy a bit of cannabis. Not to excess, of course, but just to relax me a bit before I go to sleep.
Isn't it dangerous? Addictive?
No, not at all. Well, not for me. I do understand that it can lead to bad stuff, like the opium. But I only smoke one, and I don't indulge in anything else. This is just seltzer water and lemon. I do not indulge in the orgies. But what I love is for people to have fun and fling a bit. A good old-fashioned wild time.
Emphasis on wild.
Of course, my darling. But I don't believe in becoming out of control or allowing any of my guests to become too out of control either. If they do, even a little bit out of control or hurt anyone, anyone at all, they are never invited back. And, of course, I have a few pets at the police department that I can get help if I need it. Sweetheart, you must try this. It's rattlesnake.
So, that is it for this week, my darlings. Jake had nothing to worry about. I just had a lovely time chatting with my Morgana. No arrests, no ODs, nothing to report. Maybe next time.
Scene 3. The column continues, this time with a touch of tears.
The latest tale is a sad little story. No spice or excitement or humor. Just people willing to pay the price for a cause they believe in. It may come as a surprise for many of my readers, but some of the warriors who put themselves on the line are women, our sisters, Amazons, if you will, who fight for our right to vote, to be treated as human beings, not as property, sacrificing themselves every day so you and I will someday be able to get any job, be paid equally, marry or not marry, and not be treated as chattel to any man.
Jake comes in and rushes to Orchid, who has her head on her desk. She is sobbing. Jake kneels beside her and whispers.
What's wrong, sweetheart?
Did you hear about the suffragettes?
Of course. I really respect them. They're strong women who go to jail for a cause.
Yes, they are. Very. Thank you for seeing it that way, Jake. You are a good man.
I have my mom, two sisters, and of course you. I respect women. I am surrounded by them.
Orchid does laugh, but it is weak. She is still sniffing.
Darling, what is wrong?
One of the women who were arrested was an old school friend, Jane Thompson. She was part of the protest. It was about both the treatment by the police and the jail sentence. She died.
Oh, Orchid. How?
She was a very good girl. Passionate, but naive, and it
her? Hunger strike?
Yes.
She shouldn't have died. It shouldn't have happened. But she didn't die in vain. She and the others are being held up in Congress to get the old codgers to put through the 19th Amendment so women will finally have a right to vote.
What is the word, Jake? Will it pass?
It should. I hope so. I hate to think women like your friend died for nothing. And she was a young girl, if she was your age.
I'm not a girl. I'm a woman.
I know that, and I am very glad of it. Believe me.
When is the vote?
Soon. I pray it passes.
It better. And so it will be up for a vote in Congress, an amendment to actually allow half the population to decide on the laws in the country that women sacrifice themselves in every day of the year. Pray it passes, ladies. Pray.
Act 3, Scene 1. There are dark clouds on the horizon for our heroine. Is there a silver lining?
In every woman's life, a little rain must fall. My fun ended this week.
I will get you out of this jail in a few hours.
I wasn't even drinking the poison. I was merely interviewing the actress.
I know. You're completely innocent. I can't believe they fired you for this.
It's all right, Jake. I'll get a job at another paper.
Yes, we will.
Are you crazy, Jake? You have a byline. You stay there. We'll see each other all the time.
I love you. I will not work for people who fire you for doing your job.
I love you, too. Jake, you never said...
You said you don't believe in love and marriage.
What does love have to do with marriage?
In our world, they go together.
Jake, I'm not sure.
Scene 2. Orchid is out of jail and on an interview at a radio station. Her interview is with an older man with a sharp mind.
So, same salary?
The same, but I get to cover anything I want.
As long as it is clean, no bad language, no sex, or silent acts.
Can I refer to things but not describe them?
Yes, in respectable terms only.
Sounds good.
It seems you have the job.
Thank you, George. You have yourself a radio commentator.
Scene 3, Orchid and Jake chat.
Sometimes emotions seem to overrun principles.
Are you mad at yourself or happy?
Both.
Why?
But I am so happy, my darling. I can barely contain myself, but I am so mad at myself, too. In a way, I feel I betrayed myself.
You didn't. We are a modern couple in a modern marriage. No chains, only love. Lots of love.
Do you promise that, my darling husband?
I do indeed, my darling wife. I have never broken a promise to you yet, have I?
No, never. I do love you, you know, more than I ever thought I could.
I love you too. Come here, because I think this is the kissing part of the honeymoon.
Only kissing?
No, it's not only kissing. Lots of other touching, too. Come closer.
So, I am a modern woman. I work at a modern radio station. I make a contribution every day to the world. I am married. There is a bit of a conflict there, but nothing is perfect. Your Orchid, least of all.
So they lived in the modern new world in a modern way. And here are the lovelies that presented them to you. Orchid, Tanya Carr. Jake, John Patrick. Mr. Johnson, Raymond Brent. Mr. Rich, Junior Paul. Joy, Debbie Herman. Frank, Everett Robert. Morgana Freeman, Sherry Rabinowitz. George, Radio Broadcast Manager, Raymond Brent. Cat's Pajamas was produced, written, and directed by Sherry Rabinowitz. This is your narrator, Summer Patrick. Thank you for tuning in. The end.